Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. Thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always preach the truth with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand strong and keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity to be your servant, to be in your service, O God. And we are in your service. So what we do, even now, we would do unto thee, O God, in thy name and thy authority, that which is pleasing in your sight. Help us, Lord, to glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours, to forget about ourselves, Lord, and to draw our minds in on you, Lord, and be yielded vessels that you might use us for thy glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So as a young man, I had the opportunity of hearing lots of spiritual discussions. I would hear a lot about baptisms, you know, because some maintain you have to say this when you're baptized. Others maintain you have to say that. I suppose they still do. So I heard a lot about baptism. And one, you know, they had their own scriptures, of course. What they didn't put together was the scriptures say the same thing. Amen. There's no difference in Matthew 28, verse 19, than Acts 2, Amen. 38. So that's concerning all things. Amen. Hallelujah. One scripture does not negate the other. Amen. That's not the truth. Amen. No, no, no. Amen. The truth is not against itself. Amen. The truth is not double-minded. The truth is the truth. Amen. It's a rock that don't move. So one of the scriptures that the apostolic folk would use is Peter, when he gave his answer, he gave the right answer. When Jesus say, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, yes, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, in saying that, they sort of intimated that Peter's saying was more, had more validity than Matthew's, or the one in Matthew. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what they would say about Matthew 28:19, this is in red. Jesus said that. And the other folk would say, well, you know, Jesus gave Peter the key. He did. He said, I give you the keys, Peter. So whatever Peter say must be right. See how foolish that is. So what we need to understand would help us is that the truth is the truth is the truth. And we need to see how he said harmonize, how it agrees. If it don't agree, it's not the truth. It's contention. It's confusion. All right. Thank you, Lord. So, of course, Peter is not the rock. Yeah, because Peter said, thou art the Christ. Now, upon that rock, the prophet Isaiah confirms that the rock is Jesus. A tried stone. Not Peter, Jesus. Glory to God. Peter just had the revelation from heaven that Jesus Christ is the rock. And who is a rock save our rock? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we should learn that when we have doctrine and we look for truth, then we won't find it because it'll have to fit into our doctrine. It's with anything that we do here. That's why, you know, we have trouble with each other. You know, the way Terry does it doesn't fit into our doctrine. We don't try to get it right. We just make sure, hey, my doctrine. No? Praise the Lord. But is it sound doctrine? If it does not agree with the gospel of Christ or the doctrine of Christ, it's not sound doctrine. Huh? Of course, we're in the time where men won't endure sound doctrine. They're easily moved away. Distractions. Bikia talked to me about distraction this morning. Well, it's full. The world is full of distractions, without and within. We should be mindful of the distractions. Distraction moves us away from God, away from the faith, moves our focus from what it should be on. And there's many distractions. The devil uses distractions very artfully, very effectively. We should beware of distractions. Lest the cares of this world, you know, overcharge us. And we become drunk. Hallelujah. Drunk but not with wine. Drunk but not with strong drink. Thank you, Lord. So, sometimes people say that they like Brother Sarah's older messages. One man sent us a message. I like them older messages. Why aren't there any online to download? He said, you all stop at 2015, I think. He said, where are the old ones? And he was right. But I think we've remedied that or going to. We fixed it. We got some of the old ones up there. Amen. Well, Kurt says yes. Richard, don't say anything. we need a witness in here. Say, all right. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Thank you, Lord. Well, we should probably ask ourselves, why do we like the older ones? You know, what do we do with the, of course, they must say the same thing that the others say. Oh, I see. Maybe it's just the style we like. That one told me, said, man, you, I like the way you preach. I like your style. But he don't like what I say. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, there are times when I turn on the broadcast and I hear Brother Stair, reaching way down deep. And usually these are not the older messages, though. Usually these are the later messages. He just, every word, he pulls it from down deep, and it's very edifying, very encouraging. But on his part, he's travailing. You all understand that? Now, on our part, it caused me to rejoice. But on his part, it comes from a travail. Y'all understand that? Thank you, Lord. That's how God does it. Isaiah 53 talks about the travail of the soul, what Jesus did. But how much joy we get from that travail. Huh? From the sufferings of Christ, how much comfort and hope we have. We, through the comfort and hope of the comfort and patience of the scriptures, might have hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. But I'm saying this just so that we'll understand that it all pertains to us. If other men take one scripture and esteem it above another, then we're likely to do the same thing. And anytime we do, then we're headed for trouble. You know, Jeremiah said this, Isaiah said that. Well, they said the same thing.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The truth is the same. That's why it is the truth.
Amen.
It's always the truth.
Thank
huh?
Amen. Amen.
No matter what your doctrine says.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No matter what your preferences
Amen.
Are.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter how you feel today. Thank you, Lord. All scripture, says the scripture, is given by inspiration of God. And all scripture, said the scripture, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, said the scripture. Let's hold to that then. We don't want to speak the scriptures, hear the scriptures, sing the scriptures, and not have any reproof or
Amen.
No correction.
Or,
oh, I'm going to hold y'all to it now.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Men love righteousness.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Even their own.
Yes, Lord.
God hates our righteousness.
Amen.
Yeah, we slap God in the face when we come with our righteousness.
Amen.
He went through a lot of travail. That we might have righteousness. I mean, true righteousness. And here we come with our own. It's, yeah, God don't like. We understand we do that. Well, you know, it's right to repent if we do it. Not to keep going on in and say, well, it's right for me. No, it's not. All of our righteousnesses are just filthy rags. It's one thing to say it, another to believe it. Huh? When we believe it, it works good in us.
Amen.
When we reject it, it's our condemnation.
Amen.
Y'all know when you reject the truth, it's your condemnation.
Yes.
Oh, the truth condemns me. Absolutely not.
Amen.
The truth said Jesus
Amen,
Christ
bro.
Died to take away your
Amen.
Sins,
Amen.
Rose for your justification.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no condemnation
Amen.
In that. No, there's therefore now no condemnation. Well, how do men get condemned?
Thank you, Jesus.
They won't receive the truth.
Amen.
So how dare y'all say Pastor Rice speak condemning messages? I don't do that. I speak Christ. Savior. Not condemner. Huh? God sent not his son into the world to condemn
That's
the world.
Right.
I'm sent by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus.
I preach salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? I bring gospel of peace.
Amen.
Glad tidings.
Hallelujah.
Good tidings.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't God good?
Yes. Yeah, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Thank you.
One place to say, ye are the light of the world.
Yes,
well, well.
Hallelujah.
How do we reconcile that?
Hallelujah.
It says Jesus is the light of the world, and
yes,
he said,
Lord.
Ye are the light of the world.
Right.
See?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Lord.
He says more than that. He said, let your light so shine.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so
Jesus.
That's confirmation that he means it.
Hallelujah.
That, yeah, we are the light of the world.
Amen.
A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No man lighteth a candle and put it under a bushel.
Amen.
He put it up on a candlestick.
Yes,
that it might give light to all the house.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So the truth is the light. See? Praise the Lord. But men, they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Now the truth can help us if we understand. We understand that. Right now, we're using our filter to hear Pastor Rice. Then nothing but condemnation. You understand that? You won't get nothing but condemnation.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. If you're going to judge above God, then nothing but condemnation.
Praise the Lord.
But as men just love their own stuff. They like the works of their hands. That's what idols are, graven images. The golden calf was the work of men's hands. Work of Aaron's hands. How about that? Hey, they said, make us a god, Aaron. Well, he was a cunning craftsman. Huh? Imagine, can y'all make a golden calf? Say, yes, Pastor. Cunning craftsman. If we would just understand the truth. We like to say the truth, but it's everybody but me. Just put yourself, huh, in there. Aaron was a priest, high priest of God. And then he's going to go rogue and be a priest of Baal, a golden calf. If only we would say, God, help us to receive the truth of this. So it won't be fables to us.
Right.
You know, let it be life to us.
Right.
Let it fall upon some good ground, Lord, so that we can bring forth fruit. We don't want to come together in form and fashion and, you know, worship you as hypocrites.
Right.
Hallelujah. We want to offer an acceptable sacrifice. I heard somebody say amen.
Amen.
You know, the only one that God will accept is the acceptable
amen.
One. Well, I'm still going to say it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's nothing more than the truth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a righteous offering. God accepts it. And there's an unrighteous.
Amen.
God does not accept
nope.
it. The other offerings are called Cain offerings.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Cain offerings is what we want to give.
Amen.
Huh? The righteous offering is what God requires.
Hallelujah.
Now, mostly men give their Cain offering.
Amen.
They do it in the worship.
True.
They do it in the pea field.
Amen.
They do it in the hearing of the word.
Amen.
You know, we're kings and priests unto God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
God said so.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
So we're not to murmur and complain and make other gods and worship other. We're kings and priests unto God and His Father. Hallelujah. So here was Aaron, priest of God. Imagine, well, put yourself in God's place. Here's the Almighty God. I brought him out of Egypt where they were crying 400 years. Finally, he sent down a deliverer, brought him out. And then the man of God goes up to get some instructions. And they said, we can't take it now. We don't know where Moses is. So, let's make us a God.
Right.
Well, we've seen all of this.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
No?
Amen.
I thought y'all said you were spiritual.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Praise
the Lord. Y'all don't remember when Brother Stair was taken?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Some said, well, we got to get us a God.
Right.
Of course, Brother Stair is not God, wasn't
Amen.
God, never will be God. Servant of God.
Amen.
And many esteemed him more highly than they should have
Amen.
To their own destruction.
Amen.
So we either do one or the other. We esteem him too highly or we despise him.
Amen.
Well, either is detrimental.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, you know, many things were manifest after Brother Stair was taken.
Amen.
Right.
Things didn't happen because they were manifest.
Yes. Amen.
They were already there,
yes.
Already working.
Amen.
Just like the stuff that's working in us now.
Yes.
This reveals
yes, Lord.
What's working in us.
Amen.
If we would say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But usually what we say is, I don't even know why he's
Thank
saying
you,
this.
Lord.
Who is he talking to?
Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, well, the Lord is speaking to us.
Yes,
of course, we would have to apply ourselves to hear.
Amen.
When we don't, we are rebellious.
Amen.
If God give us ears to hear and we don't hear,
that
makes for rebellion.
Amen.
That's why he told Ezekiel, this is a rebellious house.
Yes.
I'm sending you to them.
Yes.
They have eyes to see. They have ears to hear.
Yes.
But they're not going to hear
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Because they don't hear me.
Right. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Which is, you know, par for the course.
Right.
Men say they believe God, but if he raise up a messenger, you know most of the prophets, they killed them.
Right.
You know, come on, say, y'all don't know that?
Yes.
I mean, God's own people.
Thank you, Jesus.
I sent you prophets and
yes,
and wise men, scribes. The Romans didn't do away with Jesus.
No.
Pilate Amen. Tried to let him go.
Amen.
But the scriptures must be fulfilled.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it was expedient that he wasn't let go.
Thank you, Lord.
That he had to travail in his soul and
Amen.
Offer himself
yes, Lord.
A sacrifice.
Amen. That's true.
That we might be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Or in our stead.
Yes, Lord.
What happened to Jesus should have happened to us.
Amen.
We are the ones that deserve to be on the cross.
Amen.
That's what it means. Or what kind of honor should we show someone
Amen.
Who did such a thing for
Amen.
Us?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it all Thank depends you. On how I feel, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Rice. You know. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What shall I render unto the Lord?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Maybe I should give a bunch of oil or fruit of my womb, my firstborn. What should I give to the Lord? Well, he showed thee, O man, what is good and what's required of thee. But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Hallelujah. So that's a simple phrase encompasses a lot. Yeah, do justly. Love mercy. That's what he told the young rich ruler. Do justly, man. And keep the commandments.
Amen.
Well, that's what do justly for us mean.
Amen.
Keep the commandments.
Yes, Lord.
Not in the letter.
Amen.
Can't be done.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the spirit.
Amen.
Can be done. Must be done.
Thank you,
Jesus. Y'all understand, or do we understand the difference in spirit and letter?
Yes. Yes.
Some do. The ones don't. We say, God help us to understand.
Thank you, Lord. Mighty God.
Now, spirit doesn't mean that we're shoddy.
Amen.
Careless, negligent.
Amen.
No,
amen.
No, no, no. That's not what spirit
amen.
Means. Thank you, Lord. Kings and priests, that's what I've got.
Amen.
David was such. King and a priest. Thank you, Lord. Or Ezekiel, priest and a prophet. Ezra, priest. Nehemiah, priest. Jesus Christ, priest. King, prophet, apostle, high priest. Hallelujah. So the priest understood that David had a right to wear the ephod. Because God, and if God gives something to you, then he'll let folk know that he's given it to you.
Amen.
Now, they can rebel against it, but he'll let them know. All the priests knew that when David said, give me the ephod, they gave him the ephod. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. When they brought back the ark, David had that ephod on, and he would, absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But
there were occasions where some of the kings tried to take it upon themselves and it wasn't given.
Amen.
They suffered for it.
Amen.
Uzziah was one of them.
Yes.
How about?
Yes.
So if it's given to you, not a problem.
Amen.
If it's not given to you, you really don't want it.
Amen.
See, you really don't want it.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So what God gives us, we really don't need to strive for.
Amen. True,
no need to be in any contention.
Amen.
We're all kings and priests under God.
Jesus.
That's what the scriptures say.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You mean Irwin, king and priest too?
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How about Neil? Yeah, we're priests so that we can offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God. Now, men can offer a sacrifice, even spiritual, but God will not accept it. He's equipped us, being priests, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, the high priest. Thank you, Lord. He's also made us kings so that we can make judgments.
Yes, Lord.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
Oh, I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't understand that?
Yes.
That's what kings, they have authority.
Yes.
And I've got my scripture in Revelation.
Amen.
I'm going to read it.
Yes.
But are we going to understand and walk in our calling?
Yes.
While we're trying to be this and trying to be that,
Lord.
We have a high calling.
Amen.
Imagine, see, and we move off of that. And we want to move out of my way. I want to be the chief cook and ball washer.
Hallelujah.
Man, we're kings and priests under God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, as long as we walk in that, there's no problem about, no striving about the chief cook and ball washer. When we don't remember that we're kings and priests under God, we strive about this, we strive about that, we strive about that. But we are kings and priests under God. Yet we are called with a holy call.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Not according to our works.
Amen.
It's just what God wants to do, according to his purpose and his grace. So why don't we just remember that? When once come wars and fightings
Amen.
Among you. Oh, we forget our calling, Lord. We forget that we're kings and priests unto God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So we have wars and fightings among us. Because of the lust that war in our members. And we want stuff we can't get. And we ask for stuff we don't need. See? Hallelujah. You know, it used to be a time where we didn't go to town all the time and ask for stuff and buy stuff. Lo and behold. Come on, saints. Well, Pastor Bryce, you always remind us. Ain't I faithful? Well, it says that we don't go to town here. We don't go shopping here. Well, help me, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I know we broke them bonds. We're no longer under that oppression. We broke free. Some don't like what I'm saying right now. See, you tell the truth, and I ask yourself why you have problems with what I'm saying. Tell me the errand what I'm saying. He said, we don't need to go to town.
Amen.
He said, we have what we need right here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. I mean, we really don't know how to ask for what God needs to give us.
Amen.
So he give us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask.
Thank you.
By his own volition, I'm going to save angels.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When I'm done with Angela, she won't be hoarding.
Huh?
She'll be a giver. Because God loves us. Cheerful giver. Give unto the Lord. All ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Hallelujah. He's changing us. But some are very, more than others, very good at resisting the change.
Thank you, Jesus.
I remember how I resisted giving up my flip phone. I did resist it. It did everything I needed for it to do. And I could put it in my pocket. And I did resist it. Nevertheless, right, I had to give it up. So that's how it is. This stuff that we resist God in, we'll have to give it up. That he might save us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But that's the way of the world. They make it so that you'll need the stuff they make.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Kings and priests. I got it right here. I won't be long, Lord willing. Oh, Charlene said, okay. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, washed us, our sins, in his own blood. and hath made us kings,
yes.
kings,
yes.
and priests
Hallelujah.
Unto God and his Father.
Amen.
Whom be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so what are we going to do as kings? Well, we're going to reign.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody understand?
Yes.
We're going to sit in judgment.
Yes, Lord.
I see. Well, we need some training, I guess. Huh?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need training?
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or some of we already said we don't need no training.
Thank you, Lord. I need you, Jesus.
I need you. When the men get in office, no matter what they promise, they do what they want to do.
Amen.
And don't be too hard on them. Because that's what we do. You know. God gives us purpose, gives us calling, gives us a charge. We get our little foot in the door and we say, I've obtained my purpose. And then we do what we want to do. To our own detriment. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So don't get angry when I tell it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, there are some things I haven't said because well, you're not able to bear it.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it because it's not true? No, no, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus said there are some things I got to tell y'all, but you can't bear it, but He said, I'm going to send you a comforter.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we who have received the comforter should be able to
Amen.
Bear these things.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
True.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
So we're made kings and priests unto God that we might reign with Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the promise. I got that in the book too. When Christ comes, brings his kingdom, well, he's going to have those that reign with him.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
That'd be us.
Yes, Lord.
Well, well, well. Let's see. Well, we need training for that.
Yes.
Well, yeah, once he trains us, though, we'll be not. We're resisting the training. Huh? Our iniquity is against us.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, king, so that we can judge righteously. You know, King Jesus is called the righteous judge. That's what Paul calls him. He said, I'm looking for him. In fact, he said, I'm looking for my crown, whom the Lord, the righteous judge,
yes.
shall give me at that day.
Amen.
Not to me only, but to them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
Not those that are in, you know, in trouble and they just want to get out of there. No, those that love his appearing. There's a difference, you know.
True.
Amen.
True.
And one of the examples is men go in prison house and they get fervent about serving the Lord. And then they leave and they leave Jesus in there. How about so if we would learn from that? If we well, that's how other people know the same motion works in us.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's why we can always find Jesus in prison, huh? That's where men leave him.
Right.
And he's still in the fire.
Amen.
They saw four men walking in there, but they couldn't find them to get him out.
Thank you.
You know that? They said, Lo, we put three men, but lo, there's four men walking. Huh? And the fourth is like unto the Son of Man. But when they went to take him out, they couldn't find that fourth man. Huh? He's still in the fire, brothers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's where we are then.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
you know, the wood, hay, and stubble might fear the fire, but not the gold.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
Fear not.
Fear not.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, one of the kings, I think, Josiah, 8 years old. There were other young kings, but I think Josiah was the youngest. Yeah, but before him was that wicked one, son of Manasseh, Amon. Right, they killed him. And the successor was only 8 years old, but he was a king. Everybody understand that? He was a king. Hallelujah. He was the king.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. So here we are.
Amen.
You know, we're kings and priests.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
But we have to be trained like Josiah had to be trained.
Right. Like a little child.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
And God will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Josiah was a great king.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen,
he was willing and obedient.
Yes, Lord.
Had a heart after God.
Amen.
Threw down the altars of Baal.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Glory.
Yes,
he said, he made a covenant with God.
Amen.
I'm going to serve you with all my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? I'm going to judge righteously.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm thine, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, there are other kings on the earth, you know, but they have a different kingdom.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But ours is the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
It's the everlasting kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the one that's not coming down.
Amen.
Huh? All these kingdoms are coming down. They'll be the kingdom of God and His Christ.
Amen.
And we will rule and reign with
Him
a thousand years.
Amen. Oh, bless the Lord.
We won't have to worry about Satan doing the reign. At the end of the reign, for a little while, but doing the reign, won't be no tempter. Hallelujah. Yeah, he'll be locked up. Thank you, Lord. Glory to His name.
Glory day.
All the wicked, they'll still be in the grave.
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
They won't take part in the first resurrection.
Amen. True, Lord.
They'll be in the second resurrection.
Amen.
The resurrection unto death.
Yes.
And that resurrection, that second death, has no power over us.
Amen.
That's where we stand today.
Amen.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Since we've taking part in the first resurrection, you know, Christ in you, buried with Him in baptism, resurrected, risen to walk with Him in newness of life. The second death field, had no power on Cheryl, no power on you, no power on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Had no power on Jesus. Death couldn't hold Him. Didn't have the authority. Huh? Didn't have the authority. Yeah, death has authority, you know. Absolutely. Yes, it does. Huh? Well, wherever sin is, it take dominion. But we die in the faith. Death has no authority over us. If we walk in the faith, we live in the faith, we stand fast in the faith, then death has no dominion over
you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
At least Terry's excited about it.
Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful.
But distractions, you know. Men say, death, I guess that's something that pertains to other folk.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Scripture says it's an appointed time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But God has given us victory over it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Victory over sin.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He gonna hold us to it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We're not gonna forever deny the power.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right, Terry.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me see. I've got more scripture here. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, every one of them having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. My Lord.
Amen.
Golden odors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sweet smelling savor.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And they sung a new song?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the song is, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood.
Amen.
Out of every kindred, tongue, and people and nation. And again, and has made us unto our God, priests, kings and priests.
Yes,
see?
Amen.
And we shall reign on the earth.
Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
So the Almighty God must do an almighty work.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We're destined for higher things.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Huh? But we have to soar like the eagle. Run and not be weary. Yeah. All of this stuff concerning the flesh is wearisome. Absolutely. It's a bondage of corruption. But we shall be delivered from it. Into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Ye also as lively stones have built up a spiritual house.
Hallelujah.
And holy priesthood. And holy priesthood. Yeah, a chosen generation.
Yes, Lord.
A holy nation.
Yes, Lord.
A peculiar people. Now, let's not throw away the rest of it.
Amen.
That you should show forth the praises of him.
Hallelujah.
Who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
because we are kings and priests.
Amen.
Imagine us being priests and God saying, come on now, give me the praise. We say, oh, no, can't do it. Oh, can't do it. Hey, hey, you Levites, give me the praise. Hallelujah. Remember now, Lucifer did good for a while.
Right.
Yeah, he get the praise and give it to God. Which is not a problem. Praise the Lord. But then iniquity was found in him. Oh, pardon my iniquity, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
It's great.
Yeah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, man, my throne's right here with God. Let me get my throne up a little bit high. Huh? He made us kings and priests. But let me get my throne up a little bit higher. What about us? Kings and priests. Well, let me get my throne up a little bit higher.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
friend. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I want to get to the head of the class.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want more honor than Angela.
Oh, God. Have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, you see how y'all get quiet?
Have mercy, Jesus.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah. When I do something, I want everybody to applaud. Yeah, man. All that God's done, we're reluctant to show forth the praise.
Hallelujah.
This is the acceptable sacrifice. The one that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Say the acceptable sacrifice, show forth the praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm just telling you like it is.
Amen. Amen.
Say, we should show forth the praise of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm going to sing of the joy since he came. I'm going to tell of his power every day and every hour. I'm going to lift up his wonderful name. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm going to sing of the joy since he came. I'm going to tell of his power every day and every hour. I'm going to lift up that wonderful name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Jesus.
It's given unto us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We have the key. Glory, glory. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Well, let me read on. It is a faithful sin. Will we be dead with him? We have to eat the whole roll. If we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
Yes, Lord.
So again, in his making us ready, able kings and priests, you got to do away with us.
Amen.
Now, you all take it lightly, but it's the truth. Yeah, he's going to make us into his own image. Hallelujah. He's holy. He's righteous. And he don't hold back.
Amen.
He don't hold back from you.
Amen.
He withhold no good thing.
Amen.
From them that walk uprightly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
But men are.
Thank you, Jesus.
They are apt to hold back on God, even with praise.
Amen.
You would think wretched sinners would never hold back on the praise. Well, Pastor Rice, come on. That stuff gets old.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Yeah.
We praise God, you know, on the Sabbath day for a little while. Not too long.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're not getting ready for the kingdom then.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
We're not going to go to town in the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
No.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to praise God.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because we're kings and priests.
That's right. Yes, Lord. Come quick.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the Levites were not given a portion because their portion was God himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
they sent spies out to spy out the land. They sent one from every tribe. They didn't send one from Levi.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
They stayed back.
Yes,
but they still got part of the spoils. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Same portion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And we are Levites of a type. It's our business. Brother Timothy came out to the woodpile and he told me, he said, man, my only purpose is to serve God.
Amen.
Well, he has understanding.
That's right.
No matter what we say,
Lord,
that's our purpose too. Because that's why God called us. See what I'm saying? We may have other ideas, but our purpose is just to serve God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Serve him night and day.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 And God has made it easy for
us. Praise your holy name. Amen.
Made it easy for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't have to punch the clock.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Nothing to prevent us.
Amen.
Nothing.
So we don't want to find something.
Thank you.
We could do that too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We aren't careful, we'll do that.
Right.
I said, I would, Lord, but, you know, I found something else to do. Pray have me excused. I know we need fervent prayer, but pray have me excused. I like fervent sleeping in. Y'all don't like me,
do
you? Glory, glory. I like to sleep in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, beware.
Amen.
A little sleep.
Yes, Lord.
A little folding of the hands. The thief is going to come up on you.
Yes,
he's going to spoil you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And you won't have what you need when you need it.
Amen.
Huh? So the enemy will give you a good dusting. We all know about that, don't we?
Amen.
Oh, no, Pastor Rice. We got the power of God. The enemy has never dusted me.
Woo.
Came too late to tell me.
Amen.
Came too late.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is faithful.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
David said, in his faithfulness, I was
amen.
Afflicted.
Yes.
Huh? He also said, before I was afflicted,
yes.
I went astray.
Amen.
He also says, all we,
amen.
Like sheep,
hallelujah.
We've gone astray. Amen. We've all walked in our own way.
Amen.
But now I'll return
yes.
to the shepherd and bishop of our soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Brother Kevin. Old David's trying to give you the slip, brother. And come out to my woodpile. He's welcome, of course. But I said, we can't do it behind Kevin's back. We have to do it in agreement with Kevin. Thank you, Lord. Charlene comes out there sometime. She brings me a cup of water. She don't do it. But that's good. Terry comes out and brings me something. Terry always finds a way to bless me. I'm blessed too. Hallelujah. Not that I'm anybody, but he's showing appreciation for the work of God. What's wrong with that? I shouldn't receive it? What about from Sherry?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I see. Well, Pastor Rice, let me think about it. Glory, glory. I receive your offering too. Glory, glory. You mean I should receive offering from Ed, not from you?
Amen.
Come on, saints.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Terry just wants to please you, Pastor.
I believe that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
That's righteous. I'm glad you said it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, somebody ought to say
it. She just wants to please you.
I believe that. What? There's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But we should please our neighbor.
Right.
Under edification. Absolutely. In so doing, we please God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. No need for envy and strife. We all have the same portion. Because he's a righteous God. Hallelujah. A righteous judge. He deals with our wrong righteously. He deals with Sherry's wrong righteous. Absolutely. Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, whatever Sherry needs, God give it to her.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever Angela needs, God give it to her. Because he's faithful.
Amen. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus.
We must come into agreement with him, though.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that is what I need, Lord.
Amen. Hmm?
I need chastisement. I need correction. Praise the Lord. I need proving. I need trying. Hallelujah. I don't want to get to the Jordan and can't get over. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Let me go on. Thank you, Ann. I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit. So there is a key, huh? And a great chain in his hand. Well, well, well. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. Huh? He bound him up 1,000 years. Cast him into the bottomless pit. Shut him up. And set a seal upon him. That he should not deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed for a season, a little season. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them. Judgment was given unto them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God and for the word of God.
Amen.
And which had not worshipped the beast.
Amen.
Neither his image.
Amen.
Neither had received his mark upon
Amen.
Their forehead.
Thank you.
Now, we must have an opportunity to resist this.
Right. Yes.
To reign with it.
Amen.
Because it says here, these are the
Amen.
Ones that reign with it.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not the ones that were called out. And they didn't have to face this tribulation.
That's
and.
Right.
Oh, I ain't going to take the mark. I ain't going to be here.
Thank you.
That's what they say, brother. Here's what the Bible says, though. It says, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000. That's what it says here. But these things, if you got a doctrine, that don't mean anything. You know that. That's why people do their Christmas, they do their Easter, they do their Sunday Sabbath, because they have a doctrine and they esteem their doctrine above God's commandment or their traditions. This is common to man. We must be careful in this matter. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. This is at the end of 1,000 years. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. This is after 1,000 years. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Well, well, what do you say to that? Thank you, Lord. Righteous judgment, huh? Absolutely. Oh, my God. I'm ashamed and blushed to lift up my face.
Yes,
This is Ezra. He prays like old Daniel.
Yes,
for our iniquities are increased over our heads.
Amen.
And our trespasses grown up into the heavens.
Yes,
since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hands of the kings of the land and to the sword and to captivity and to the spoil and to confusion of face as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace hath been shewed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof.
Amen.
And to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, the land which thou go to possess is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations, which they have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Praise the Lord. But God's people outdid the heathen. Yes, they did. Glory, glory. Written for our learning, for our admonition. Yeah, when we sin, we outdo the heathen. Because we have light. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. When we bite and devour, we outdo the heathen.
Amen.
Well, when we live in rebellion, we outdo the heathen.
Amen.
Rebellion, you know, is as a sin of witchcraft. Yeah, that's just evil working.
Amen.
Power of darkness.
Yes.
That's what sorcery is.
Amen.
Witchcraft.
True.
That's what rebellion is.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We should say, Lord, I don't want none of that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's the opposition against authority.
Amen. Yes.
And here we are with authority.
Amen.
Kings and priests.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Kings and priests.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kings and priests.
Hallelujah.
We have authority to offer an acceptable sacrifice.
Yes,
we have authority to judge.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
You know, Jesus said, the Father has committed all judgment unto me.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all don't know that?
Yeah.
John 5, John chapter 5.
Amen.
I might find it here.
Thank you,
y'all keep messing with me, I'll find it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I got it right here to say, for the Father judgeth no man.
Right. Amen.
He hath committed all judgment unto
Amen.
The Son. Then men should honor the Son,
yes.
even as they honor the Father.
Yes, Lord.
He that honoreth not the Father, honoreth not the Son which hath sent him.
Amen.
Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me,
yes,
hath everlasting life,
Amen.
And shall not come into condemnation,
Amen.
But is passed from death unto life. Death has no power
Amen.
Over him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
And they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment. That's what we have. We have authority to execute judgment.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
yes we do.
Amen.
And be no problem against a bunch of righteous judges.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Honorable priest.
Amen.
That's what we're called to do. Of course, we're in training. But let's acknowledge that we are kings and priests.
Amen.
To judge. To judge. Absolutely. And we do judge. Our problem is we're just not righteous in it. Huh? We judge with prejudice. We're seeing ourselves better than others. We judge our own judgment. Here's what Jesus said. Come on, I'm going to read on. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and in which all that are in the grave, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Not at the same time. They shall come forth, they that have done good. Can men do good? Unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Not the same time. All right? Thank you, Lord. You know, it's just like when Jesus called old Lazarus out of Eve. He didn't call everybody.
Amen.
So only Lazarus came forth.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. For as the Father had life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Amen.
This is what surrender and submission to God will
Amen.
Get for us. Once we do that,
yes, Lord.
God withhold no good thing
Amen.
From us.
Amen.
There are things that God would that belong to us,
Thank
but
you,
he can't give them to us
Amen.
Because we're not ready for them
Amen.
Yet.
Amen.
Just like old King
Amen.
King Amon. He was king at 8 years old. Praise but he had to have some counselors,
Amen.
Some tutors.
Thank you,
he had to have the holy priest,
Praise
which
Lord.
Could get a hold of God.
Hallelujah.
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 And the prophet sent by God.
Yes.
And God works it all for his purpose.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Prophet not against the priest. Priest not against
no.
prophet.
Amen.
And us kings ain't against the king because we serve the King of
yes,
kings.
Lord.
He's the King
yes.
of kings.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See? Now we want to please the king, don't we?
Yes, Lord.
Since all of our authority
yes, Lord.
Comes from the king.
Yes.
When we're walking in the authority of God, there's no problem. Absolutely not. We have authority to work righteousness, to follow after righteousness, and to judge righteousness, to do righteousness. We have authority. We kings have authority.
Hallelujah.
Now, Neil sent me something that say, make sure you do what you tell others to do. That is true.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's true for all of us.
Amen.
But make sure Neil wears that. I'm going to wear that. That's a good coat.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'll be like the old Pharisees.
Amen.
They say and do not.
Amen.
Jesus said, now you do what they say, but don't do as they do.
Amen. Amen.
Marvel not at this. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. This is the power now.
Amen.
This is the power. What we like to say is, well, you know, I've got authority. I can do what I want to. That's not what authority is for.
Amen.
God doesn't give us a, we don't have that.
Amen.
That belongs to God.
Amen.
Come on. Now, we little guys like to take it, but do what you want to do. Only God.
Amen.
He wants to save you. He can
yes,
do what he want to do.
Hallelujah.
Want to have mercy on you?
Hallelujah.
He can do what he want to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're not excited?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, let me tell you. He's still going to do what he wants to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But here's the key now. I can do nothing of myself.
Amen.
When we judge as we hear, we do right.
Amen.
Jesus said, as I hear, I judge.
Yes.
And my judgment is just.
Amen.
Because I seek
yes.
not my own will.
Right. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
But the will of the Father
yes,
that has sent me.
Amen.
Let's not walk on that.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's not like a bunch of hypocrites pray Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. O Lord, I'm thine. Have thine own way while we seek to do our own. Now, God knows our heart before we get started. You know, we...
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not been fully conceived in our little pea brain, but God knows it already. Hallelujah. We thank God he's merciful. He's a faithful and merciful high priest. Hallelujah. And he can offer an offering for us. Praise the Lord. And we as high priests, we offer an offering for Brother Owen. No. And for Terry. Praise the Lord. Give him life. Give him life. Have mercy on him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us and on our kings, on our princesses, and on our priests, on our prophets, on our fathers, and on all the people. Let not all the trouble seem little. Look at what's going on with us. Since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day, howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us.
Amen.
Thou have done right,
Amen.
And we have done wicked.
Amen.
Neither have our kings and our princes and our priests, nor our fathers kept the law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God testify against our wickedness.
Amen.
Against any and all wickedness.
Amen.
For they have not served thee in their kingdom and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them. And in the large and fat land which thou gavest them, neither turned away they from their wicked works.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Then shall thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness.
Amen.
And I will dash them one against another, even the father and the sons together, saith the Lord, I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear ye and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken.
Amen.
Give glory to the Lord your God.
Amen.
Before he calls darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains.
Amen.
And while you look for light, he turned it into the shadow.
Amen.
But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride.
Amen.
And mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord, for dealing thus with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. We're all ministers and stewards of the mysteries of God, since it's given unto us to know the mysteries that we're stewards.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To honor them, not to misrepresent them.
Amen.
I mean, it's we know who the light is, who God is. We should be faithful witnesses.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, God. So let a man account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But with me is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself. I have to hear from the Lord. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. Now we could look at it one or two ways, but we should look at it every way. Praise the Lord. Yeah, don't judge anything till you get the revelation. Don't judge it in your surmising. Don't judge it otherwise. Just you get it from God, then you judge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For I know nothing by myself. Praise the Lord. The God who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make, see?
Yes, amen.
Then shall every man have praise of God.
What a mighty God.
See? Yes. So don't judge before the time.
Amen.
Don't judge if it's not given to you.
Amen.
As judges, we should be able to judge whether we should judge.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the judge recuses himself.
Amen.
They say, I shouldn't judge this.
Right.
Well, we too should recuse ourselves.
Right.
This is not in my jurisdiction.
Right.
I know all the answers, and I know how to judge it, but it's just not in my jurisdiction.
Right.
Maybe we move it over into my jurisdiction.
Right.
I'm preaching good, brother. Come on, Dorothy. Yeah, I could judge this if I could just get it in my jurisdiction.
Right.
Then you can judge it.
Right.
Until then, you can't. No matter what you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jurisdiction, that means you have authority to judge it. That means it's in your domain. We can't judge everything. It's not given to us. We're very limited. What we need to judge, we're very capable of judging. And in many of the judgments, we should say, well, I'll have to hear what the Lord will say. We don't say that too much. Especially when it's Terry. All the verdicts already. Yeah. Terry did it. It's wicked.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You love me, don't you, Terry?
Hallelujah.
That's righteous, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the time has come. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed.
Amen.
If we suffer, we'll reign with him. If we don't suffer, we won't reign with him. We will suffer, but if we don't suffer for the cause of Christ, we won't reign with him. All, right, all men are going to suffer. All men have suffered with, absolutely. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Amen.
And if it first began with us, what shall be the end of them
Amen.
That obey not the gospel? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, vengeance on them that obey not the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. Them that know not God,
right.
nor obey not the gospel.
Amen.
Okay. It says here, dare any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Dare any of you having a matter against another, go to your kinfolk. Oh, we all have to go repent now, don't we? We should. We shouldn't take. No, we should not. No, we should not. Well, you know, we've sort of grandfathered them in so I can go to my kinfolk and tell them, you know how Pastor Rice just don't do right. He's partial down there. And he lets some folk get away with stuff and other folk he don't let him. Huh? And he say, I shouldn't go to town. See? Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, some are going to hear this and be condemned.
Right.
That's because your heart's not
Amen.
Right. Me saying don't go to town does not condemn the righteous.
Amen.
Absolutely
true.
Not. Get away from your kinfolk, it don't condemn
Amen.
The righteous. Absolutely not. It might manifest your heart,
Amen.
But no, not no condemnation.
Hallelujah.
No condemnation.
Amen.
Yeah, when I say get away from your kinfolk, I talk to me.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You're my kinfolk.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're blood kin. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's by the blood that we are kin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? Kings and priests. And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
Amen.
Are we going to be at odds because we're unable to do that? And lo and behold, I've got an attitude all day long. Being king and priest of God, I can't judge this matter. This is what it says. I'm just expounding.
Amen.
The Lord knows about all of our situations. More than we know.
Right.
You think you know about Terry and his motives? Not like God knows. But what God knows about it is right. And even though God knows about it, it doesn't change God's love for Terry. And what we know changes how we deal with each other. That's not God's love. That's not God's love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Know ye not that you shall judge angels?
Yes,
how much more things that pertain to this
Amen.
Life?
Yes, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge that are least esteemed in the church.
Amen.
Or Paul said, I speak this to you, shame.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
He said, man, that what we the least could judge.
Right. Amen.
It must be true.
True.
I read it in the book.
Yes, Lord.
See?
Amen.
Well, how does that, we can't get that in application or can't put it in practice. What's the deal with that?
Amen.
Oh, we're stubborn.
Amen.
Self-will. Huh? Rebellious.
Amen.
And we can't judge righteously.
Amen.
Like
that.
Truth. Huh?
Truth, Lord.
When you, whatever I want to do, I got to get it justified. Well, we're not going to judge righteously.
Good.
Like that.
Too much opinion.
It's hard to see.
Amen.
When my eyes are on me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Truth,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I speak this to your shame. He said, isn't it a wise man among you? You mean here we all sons of God, kings and priests? Well, we can't find nobody to judge this matter? Well, what the problem is, when the matter is judged, we don't receive it. That's called rebellion. That's what that's called. Come on. Well, he said, well, Pastor Rice judged it, but he didn't judge it right, but it's not in your jurisdiction. Must be right. Now, I am under authority. Remember that. God is just. Remember that. There's no unrighteousness. Remember that.
See?
Vengeance belong to him. Remember that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. At least we could just agree, even if we don't agree with the judgment. That it's not in your jurisdiction.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if it was given to us, we'd fix everything.
Amen.
I'm sure we would.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
That's what Absalom said.
Yep.
That was his speech. He said, man, if I was king, I'd fix that man.
Amen.
They wouldn't be doing you like they're doing you now. Just, come on.
Amen.
I see. Well, we don't know that spirit. Huh? Praise the Lord. And we fixed everything. We were in charge, wouldn't we? Absolutely. I guess we need to get this wisdom to God, huh? I like the way I said it. He's an all-wise God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. But do understand, if you take it as condemnation, it have to be you.
Amen.
Just understand that.
Yes.
Because here, Brother Warren, he's being edified.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm saying the same thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you're being offended,
amen,
it has to be you.
Amen.
Everybody Hallelujah. Understand that? And it's not a problem if you get offended. Just say, it's me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't say, Pastor didn't preach it right.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Because I yield to God to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mighty God.
Thank you. Y'all know if it's up to me, I take a day off.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
You,
absolutely. I said, let Charles preach today.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
But like I say, I'm under authority.
Amen. Amen.
And I know that if I don't do it, it won't be well with it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's the same with you, brother.
Amen.
When we don't obey God, it's not well with
us. Amen.
Amen.
So we do thank him that he's merciful. But he's still just, you understand. The merciful God sent him down into Babylon. Absolutely. Gave him over to the Assyrians. Yeah, in his mercy.
Amen.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God convinces me that I'm doing his will.
Amen.
Yes. He, yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Amen.
He helps me else I couldn't
Amen.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, Lord.
For the work of the ministry.
Hallelujah.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let us hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
Just believe me. I mean, till you find occasion or reason not to.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But I tell you, I really have nothing to say.
Amen.
This is how I present myself.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I am willing and believe that God wants me to say something.
Amen.
So that's how I get here.
Amen.
And do what I want. But I don't have a doctrine to give you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm in the same place you are.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
We're all running this same race.
Yes, Lord.
We're all members of the body of Christ. Yeah, I understand that. We're all kings and priests under God. And yes, we are. And we all have dominions of judgment. Primarily, we start here. We have authority. We can say, Phil, take the stand. Huh? Phil, take the stand. I said, Pastor Rice, take the stand.
Amen.
Are you doing right, Pastor Rice? No, Lord. Under oath.
Help, Lord.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
Oh, I preach so stupid, don't I?
No.
That's how you do it. Put yourself on the stand, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Am I doing my own thing, or is this the will of God?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, the only problem that the devil has with us is that we belong to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's the only problem. That's why the world hates us.
Amen. That's right.
We belong to Jesus.
Amen.
We're not going to complain, are we?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
But we understand through the scriptures the devil's strategy.
Yes. Amen.
The devil went to the man because he was after God.
Yes.
He goes to the woman because he's after the man.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, brother.
Here's what the scripture said about
yes.
it. The scripture said the wife is the weaker vessel.
Yes.
I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
Amen.
So the weaker vessel should fight a stronger vessel.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
Now, we fight against ourselves when we try to put it in any other order. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Hang on, Shirley. Hang on.
I said we need to recognize that we're the weaker vessel.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the whole battle there.
Amen.
Once you agree with that, you got power.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
It's the same with the body. When we say, I'm weak. But then we got power. Then we have power. Then we have power. We don't want to say, I can do all things without saying, through Christ. Yeah, brother. We can have a scripture. Praise the Lord. I mean, this is a good time, Lord.
No, really, this is something that's really been on my heart for a long time. And like our sister Charlene just said, this is something that we need to recognize.
Thank you, Lord.
Especially us here at this community.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe it's God's desire. I know it's his desire that we recognize who our real true family is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we are separated
yes.
from the world,
yes.
regardless of who they are.
That's right. Yeah.
Even if they're our own natural kin,
yes.
we're separate from
yes.
them.
Yes.
And that's yes. not what we desire necessarily,
yes.
but that's God's will.
Amen.
And it's just that simple. And but in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20, this is what it says. It says, tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this ever since I've been here, that when we communicate with our earthly families,
mm-hmm.
especially in a way that sheds darkness on this community, on the cause of Christ, on our purpose and what we're doing here.
Right.
No, we're not perfected,
right.
but that's none of their business.
Right. Hallelujah.
Keep that in the house.
Amen.
You give your enemies an occasion.
Amen.
And your enemy is your enemy. I don't care what their title is. They can be your Susie, your Johnny, your mommy, or your daddy.
Amen.
If they're not in Christ, they're your enemy.
Amen.
And we're going to find that out one of these days.
Yes, Lord.
We think God's going to change his mind.
Thank you, Lord.
But he's already determined who he's going to save.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So it's always grieved me to see the house, you know, go outside the house and publish our business.
Amen.
This is nothing new. This has been going on in God's people ever since. You see, that's why he warned. He had Samuel, or whoever this is, warn the people.
Right.
Don't publish it
right.
in Gath.
Amen.
Don't tell it to in Ashkelon. Don't tell the Philistines what you're doing
Amen.
Or what's going on
Amen.
In God's house.
True.
You know? And it's amazing that he said the daughters of the Philistines and the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph.
Right.
That's what they do. When you disclose our personal business to them,
yes.
you think they're on your side.
Yes.
Or if it was me, I'd be deceived, thinking that they're helping me.
Yes.
They're going to triumph.
Amen.
But they're not triumphing that. They're triumphing in your, they're hoping for your demise is what they're hoping for.
Yes.
Because they're trying to justify their life
yes.
away
Amen.
From God.
Yes.
So when you publish it to them, they are rejoicing.
Yes.
They are rejoicing. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I ain't telling you. This is what God telling
yes.
you.
Amen.
So we really need to take heed to that and recognize who our friends are, who our family is,
Amen.
And who God's people are.
Yes.
And if they're not one of them three, you shouldn't be disclosing anything that goes on in this house or with God's people, period. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Glory, glory. All right, all right. Amen, amen. So, yeah, how are y'all doing down there? We're fighting the good fight of faith. We're in the patient waiting for Jesus Christ. Walking in the victory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And that we are. That's the truth. Thank you, Lord. Well, how about Marie? Well, she ain't doing me right. I see. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You all know that we're spirit beings. And when we talk to our kinfolk, we don't have to say everything.
Amen.
Absolutely not. Because primarily, they, like you, say this authority thing has gone too far.
Absolutely.
They say, we believe in authority, I believe, but I don't, y'all take it too far. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And when you talk to them in your rebellion, that's what they hear. And then you have your little ball. Now, we say authority has gone too far when we don't need to obey it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's when we say it.
Amen.
If it hadn't gone too far, we would say, yeah.
Amen. Absolutely.
No?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we need to hate rebellion.
Amen.
Because it's evil.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Because it's sent from God.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
That's what God has for righteousness.
Yes.
Authority.
Yes,
so they can judge.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he made us kings and
Amen.
Priests. Don't forget that.
Amen.
So we can judge.
Yes, Lord.
That's, yeah, we must judge.
Amen.
God's given it to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But the local judge don't counter the district judge's judgment.
Amen.
Oh, I see.
Amen.
We have so much understanding, don't we? Praise the Lord. If anyone has authority over us, we don't nullify their judgment.
Amen.
Well, we uphold it.
Yes, Lord.
In righteousness.
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't.
Thank you, Lord.
We have knowledge above God. We say, well, I'm not going with that.
Right. Amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's some knowledge, isn't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, men are prone to have it.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, there were wicked kings back in the day. Mm-hmm. There still are.
Yes.
They sit on the throne of David.
Yes.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
How'd they get there? Hmm. Well, we need to put that in the equation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, right. And usually it was for judgment.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he raised up a king that did right. It was for restoration.
Yes, Lord.
But all the kings were ordained of God.
Amen.
And they came from the throne of David.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. So when we resist authority, then we resist God. And we fight against ourselves. Absolutely. Now, we need to understand the way of the world is that's just not right. Well, when you find out something's wrong, you stand against it. Yeah, abortion's wrong. You stand against it. And homosexuality is wrong. You stand against it. Huh? Well, not obeying them that have authority over you, it's wrong.
Amen.
Make sure you stand against
Amen.
It.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Stand against it.
Amen.
So saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the world don't... The only authority the world lacks is their own.
Amen.
And that's, you know, how we see it here.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And when you don't bow down to my authority, we have trouble. Huh? I know you're the chief cook, but I'm the chief ball washer. Won't cross this line, brother. I just have experience. Hallelujah. Why should there be war against the chief cook and the chief ball washer? Huh? If they're in righteousness, shouldn't. Come on.
Amen.
Authority is not against authority.
Praise the Lord.
No authority.
Amen. That's right.
Now, if we're doing right,
thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is how the scripture says it.
Yes, Lord.
You know the powers that be? Yeah, they're not against us.
Amen. That's right.
We do right. We do wrong, they'll be for our chastisement. Because they'll be my ministers.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can always know that God will do right.
Amen.
Marilyn told me.
Yes.
There are things that we like to think or whatever, but we won't say them. No power.
Amen.
No power. And then there's things we shouldn't say, and we say them. No power.
Amen.
No power. We build it up and we tear it down.
Amen.
No progress.
Amen.
We can use this tongue for good.
Amen.
We can speak life with it.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yes.
You can do the same thing.
Amen.
We are called to do the same
yes,
thing
Lord.
As kings and priests under God.
Amen.
We speak right,
Amen.
Judge right,
Lord,
walk right, talk
Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm almost done then. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, you're just saying those things, Pastor Rice, to get an advantage. Yes. That's why you should say that. I'm a child of the King. Say it for advantage. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Say it for advantage. Hallelujah. Say it for advantage. Hallelujah. Yeah, of course we say it for advantage. Praise the Lord. Men hold men's person in admiration for advantage. We don't want to do that. Praise the Lord. We do want to give honor to whom honor is due. Absolutely. They hold the rule well among you. Give them double honor. Oh, God. When I say things like that, I remember Brother Stair telling us about he can't get double honor because if he get it, everybody else won't. He get a quart of goat milk to go home. Well, that's double honor. But he said, I can't get it. This is what I hear with my own ears. You all hear other things. He said, because everybody else want a quart. That's the way it is. If you get to do it, then it's not a double honor. Edie, you're all alone.
Hallelujah.
You're all alone.
Thank you, Lord.
My Pastor Rice, you carry around your car keys. I don't have any keys. I don't. That don't bother some. They say, I want the honor of carrying my own keys. I don't have my. If I need keys, I go to the custodian.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I need help, I go to the rock. I know that he's able. Hallelujah. But that stuck with me when Brother Stair told me that. Did y'all hear him say it or was this in one of our private conversations? Usually what he said to me over there, he'd get up and say it again. You know, I'd sit over there and he'd sit, talk. And then he'd get up and say the same thing. But he did tell me, he said, I can't get special honor around here. Because if I get it, everybody else won't. And he said, now, I wonder if I get rid of my air conditioner, if they get rid of theirs.
Amen.
He did say it. Y'all like how I do that? That's what he said. Didn't he say it? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, again, praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. If I would give all, forsake all, would they do it? Well, the way it is, the Lord has done all that he requires of us. Neil, what he tells us to do, he has done.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he suffered.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
In all points, tempted.
Yes, Lord.
Gave it all up.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He became obedient.
Yes.
Humbled himself. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Timothy came to me with a whole bunch of scriptures. He said he wanted to preach. He said, I'm not chomping at the bits, he said, but I feel compelled. I'm paraphrasing. That's how he said it. So I feel compelled. So he said, well, we'll let you do it. He got his notes over there. Whole bunch of them. Probably about 9 pages worth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. But until then, brother, you pray for us, okay?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Heavenly Father, I want to just read this one scripture here. It says that the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. And for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Well, again, Father, we thank you again that, again, you give us good understanding of the will of God that we must judge. And actually, we just do it automatically, Lord. But obviously, we do need some help with that, Lord, because in man, it's just, in his mind, nothing's too high for him. And so give us good understanding to really acknowledge the things we should just leave alone, not in our purview, and understand where our place is. And starting with, is this the will of God? Is this the will of God? And so we thank you, Lord. You, like Maurice would say, you, it's the best seat in the house.
And, hallelujah.
You know, you've given us the better portion. And so what shall we render unto you for all thy benefits? And so you do expect us to render. So help us, oh God, to really, oh God, choose the better part, yeah, like Mary. And we know it won't be taken from us. And so thank you for this grace you've given us, oh God. We're in a good place, Lord. So many things, so many blessings, and even undeserving, oh God. We're, except for the grace of God, we'd be like those out there in the world, Lord. And so thank you again, oh God, for Pastor Rice. He labors and minister. We need this daily bread. And each day, as you bring us to a place of judgment, it's so good, Lord, because we want our sins to go before us. And
hallelujah.
So we thank you for space to repent. And I pray we honestly examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith and repent, Lord. And it's just the goodness of God that leads us to this. And so I pray, Father, oh God, we just remember when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for us.
Well,
then our souls cry out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving us and keeping us, oh God. So keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Make us ready. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. Let the church say amen. Lord bless you richly, Maranatha. Lord is coming. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.